Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Since 1983, the Ulster Ballet Company's annual Festival of Dance has showcased both aspiring and professional dancers and choreographers with a diverse range of styles and techniques. This Saturday at 8 o'clock, they're going to present two principal dancers from the New York City Ballet, Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company, RFX Swing, Ballroom Dancing for Tough Guys, Vassa Repertory Dance Company, and more. Here to tell us more about it, our co-artistic director of the Ulster Ballet Company, Scarlett Farrow, and Guido Carbone. Hello, Scarlett. Hello, Guido. Thank you very much for being here. A great pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here at WAMC.
Well, we love having you here. This is exciting. How did this all come together? This seems like herding cats in some ways.
Oh, very good analogy. Well, for dancers, it sometimes is. But actually, what ends up happening with this, it's a big party with a bunch of dancers, some of them who know each other, some who don't and get to know each other for the first time during this. It's a day-long event, basically. We bring in dancers from all over the area, New York City, Connecticut, Jersey, upstate New York. As you just mentioned, Ellen Sinopoli is here, a resident dance company at the Egg in Albany, and they have rehearsals during the day, and then when 8 o'clock occurs, the curtain goes up and on with the show.
What always impresses me, and what I think is so awesome about this, is the diversity. There is such diversity,
and that's what we're incredibly proud of, because when the performers that come up from the city and from the other areas. Their comments are always how wonderful it is to be a part of a show that does have all these different forms of dance. Even in New York City, it's hard to find, if it is even possible, to find a show like this. It's usually one genre or another. And this is a smorgasbord of dance. We're going from classical ballet of the absolute highest quality, to modern dance, to ballroom dance, to swing, to hip hop, to Irish step dance. There's no way that somebody isn't going to like something if they don't like everything.
Has that always been the goal since 1983 to have that diversity and to show off the various facets of that word dancing?
Yeah, actually, Joe, it did not begin that way. It began as more of inviting our friends to come and put on an evening show from different schools in the area. And then it evolved as we began to bring in different groups from different areas.
Yeah, it evolved in the presentation of diversity and also in the quality of the dance. It started off as the dance schools of the area. So it was like a recital of sorts. And then we started bringing in a professional guest artist, and we had connections with friends who had positions in professional companies that were professional dancers, and we incorporated more and more of that into our show to where it has it reached quite a high standard, very high standard.
And we moved the venue as well. And the venue originally was in some local high schools. And we moved it over to the Ulster Performing Arts Center, which is on UPAC. Exactly, yeah. Beautiful theater, redone. You know, gorgeous, gorgeous stage. The dancers always love it. You know, even the folks from New York City Ballet, we also have a nice new dance floor, nice and cushy. So they all enjoy the evening there.
When you look at let us begin with the two principal dancers from the New York City Ballet, because that is in and of itself very cool of how that happened and what they'll be doing.
Well, they're going to be performing Tarantella this year, which is a Balanchine ballet. Very, very exciting, brilliant. It's very, very apropos of Balanchine. Brilliant timing and bravado choreography, and shows off the dancer's technique to the highest. And the second piece, Daniel will be performing a solo, which is a Piazzolla tango, which I have seen online, and it is incredible. So we're very, very excited.
These are two very, very nice people, too, Daniel and Erica. They danced with us a couple of years back in the festival as well and did different...
Yeah, we're very lucky because most of the people involved, especially people like Daniel and Erica, they understand that what we're trying to do is a mission of love and passion for dance. We don't have a huge financial position to...
Unlike most arts institutions.
Oh, yes. You know that very well.
Yeah, very well. They're usually dripping in cash.
So they understand it. And when we try to work with them, they don't laugh at us and say, ha ha. They work with us, and they try to make it work.
You know, in the sense, I'm sorry, the sense that you get, and this is what's so wonderful about it, is that there's that understanding, but they do it for, well, obviously the love of what they do, but also the importance of sharing that and the love of that community.
Absolutely.
Which I think is really incredible.
And that's what actually most of the performers actually, that's their same feeling.
Oh,
when,
yeah.
When, they come and
yeah.
Do this,
when you
right?
think about it, I mean, they travel a long distance and they are happy to be a part of this. It's a celebration of dance. I can't say it any other way.
Right, right. And it's right there in mid-state, you would say, right? You don't, not to say that there's anything wrong with running up to Saratoga Performing Arts Center or down to the Met
or
to
Lincoln Proctor's.
Center or to Proctor's, but this is a great spot. It's easy to get to and a beautiful venue.
Well, and it's and you mentioned this when you were talking about Ellen Sinopoli here at the Egg or wherever. One of the things you realize is that this area is just blessed with wonderful, not only dance institutions with Jacob's Fiddle and so forth, but just wonderful artistic institutions.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, we are just so lucky to have this. So when you can celebrate it, and it's one of those things where this is the 29th annual. And I you brought the book from the 2011, which is a beautiful photographic collection of some of the highlights. And my goodness, just beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. We're very, really very, very proud of it.
Keeping anything up for that long is a hard...
We have a very dedicated board of directors for the Ulster Ballet Company who absolutely insists on doing this performance. You know, it does take a lot of effort. Joe, we do get some grants from the New York State Council on the Arts. You know, we use profits that we derive from other performances. We do a Christmas Carol down at the same theater in December as well, which is our production,
our local Christmas production.
Instead of the Nutcracker.
But there's something special about this, and we have the board, of course, is more of the business end and of the artistic.
Somebody has to be.
But they're the ones that are most adamant and most vehement about keeping this alive and keeping this going, because each one of them started off not really knowing very much about dance or not really being all that interested in it. They came to the festival and they were blown away. That's the thing that is wonderful about it. Of course, if you're a dance enthusiast, you're going to love it. But if you're not that crazy about ballet, maybe, or you're not really into the, you know, dance, this is the kind of show that will knock you off your seat.
RFX Swing, for example. I mean,
that's literally knock you off your seat.
Yeah, yeah. And these are wonderful dancers.
They've won awards for their.
So you think you can dance? Right?
Yeah, they've been on.
They've been on that. Just wonderful people. Actually, we just contacted one of the dancers. They're on their way back from Madrid.
Yeah, we got an email signing off from Madrid.
Right.
If they're
in
not
Paris.
In Greece or Paris.
So they come from all over
yeah.
to do this show. Joe.
That's wonderful. Yeah. I have two questions. One I want to ask you, and one I feel that I have to ask you, but I don't really want to ask you, but I will anyway. Okay. One that I want to ask you is, give us a sense of the Ulster Ballet Company and your day job. Of besides this. The mission of the company and how that's going.
The General Ballet Company. So we do a couple of performances in the year. It's a local ballet company that's evolved over time as well. It started in 1977. Our predecessor, Fred Douglas DeMeo, who was the founder of the ballet company, began this. And he was down in the New Paltz area over where Dr. Shartok was a teacher for a while there. Mm-hmm. And then it's grown and evolved, and we've had professionals come in and out at times, but it generally...
It feeds from our school, Saugerties Ballet Center in Saugerties, and we have our rehearsals and classes at the studios there on 10 First Street in Saugerties. And everybody really puts in a lot of time, as anyone dedicated to the arts, whether it's dance or music or theater, you have to really dedicate your life to it so that our dancers are there just about every day. They might have one day off sometimes.
Yeah.
And the question that I feel that I have to ask that I'm when, because you had mentioned So You Think You Can Dance, but there's just been this plethora of programs on television of Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance and all of these different things. And does that foster, do you see any net result in that?
Yeah, you know, personally, and Scarlett, you can take some of this too, but personally, I think it's actually grown interest in the dance. It's also raised the bar. If you see some of these dancers in there, I mean, you know, they audition the best of the best of the best in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it does foster a lot of interest in the dance world, but it also raises the bar, and I think it has raised the bar for dancers.
It's enhanced the interest. It's made people more aware of dance. Obviously, the people that are involved in some way know about what's going on in the dance world, but this has now made it more accessible to people that might never have thought about, you know,
well,
dance.
It's also changed the image too of you know, tutus and white tights, right? I believe it has, and I think that's really great for getting more men into the dance world as well, which I think we need.
Well, you know, and I think what's interesting, absolutely, and the reason I hesitated on the question is because obviously here is an art form that's been around for, you know, centuries, and it's beautiful. And so suddenly TV programmers figured out, well, you know, how can we make money off it? So and then the key to that, of course, is having, you know, a politician dance. And then you say, oh, OK, let's go see him make a fool of himself.
Right.
And that's fun.
Right.
But. Besides that sort of dog and pony show aspect of it, I mean, you do learn about different dances and different things, and yes, there's the celebrity aspect, at least on that program. So You Think You Can Dance is a little bit different, but you do learn about dance, you learn about different dancing, and I was just wondering if that shifted over where that audience then comes a little more informed, perhaps, than they would have originally.
I think to some extent.
I think so.
But dance is hard, you know, Joe. I mean, it really is.
It's hard, and I understand your the quandary about the question, because on the one hand, you know, your purist will say this is a horrible thing that's demeaning the dance.
Well, the competition aspect of it too, I think, is not very pleasant. You know, in my opinion,
right.
You know, that competitive air, which is not what this festival that we do is all about.
No, it's just to showcase.
It is. And it's inviting the public to enjoy different styles. And there's always a smile on the people's face, you know, whether they like this one or didn't like that one. I tell you, I stood in the back of the theater last time and greeted people as they exited. And I was just so amazed. It was the first time that I've done that, you know, but just an amazing
group.
It's
so wonderful to see the smiles on people's faces and the shaking of the head saying, oh, I had no idea.
Right.
Yeah. This is
right.
Wonderful.
So we hope in some way we're helping to, I don't want to say educate the public, but expose them to these different styles.
And there's I got the sense in looking at the photographic collection, the photo book, that you just get this idea that every once in a while there's just that one person or that one, and it can be anyone, it can be a group, but that speaks to one individual audience member, and you just go, my God, how do they do that? Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
do they get their body to do that?
Exactly.
Because I can't walk the dog.
Oh, come on.
So that, I mean, that's incredible, and that's what's so beautiful about
it.
It is the Ulster Ballet Company proudly presenting the 29th Annual Festival of the Dance. It all takes place this Saturday, March 24th at 8 p.m. It's going to be held at UPAC, the Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston, New York. It's Saturday night, 8 o'clock, and you can find out more information by going to ulsterballet.org. ulsterballet.org for more information. It is a wonderful, wonderful event, and I can't believe it's the 29th annual. I do hope you will come and join us and tell us about the 30th.
Oh, if you would like us, we would love to.
Consider it an invitation
in
advance.
Thank you, John.
We wish you all the luck in the world for this coming weekend and to all the dancers, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks
very much.
Great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.